My first date with Jen went really well. And so I was excited about our second date, which we had planned to meet in the city, and we would get ice cream, and then we would get on bikes and bike 40-some blocks to her house. So I'm getting ready, and I decide to put on my favorite pair of pants. It was a pair of corduroys. And I'm ready to go. I step outside. I'm going to catch the train, and I step into what is unmistakably soup. It is so humid, you need gills to breathe. And my brain says to me, it says, we should probably go inside and change our pants. But I don't listen to sensible information, and so I just ended up getting on the train. So we meet, and we get ice cream, and it's lovely. And she leads me to the bikes. And I remember that I haven't been on a bike in 15 years. So I get on the bike, and I'm biking. And for the first 10 minutes, I'm doing pretty good. Here's the thing. I'm an inside cat. And I don't like the sun. So I stay inside when it's bright out. So we're riding, and for the first 10 minutes, doing good, not even breaking a sweat. And then, at minute 10, all of the sweat that I'm not sweating falls out of my face. And my legs decide to swell, and I really begin dying. And so I'm riding along, and Jen just disappears. She's a blur on the horizon. And I begin the slow, protracted death of what is riding my bike. And so I'm pale, clearly, but I start to get blotchy, and my legs are really wet, and there's this vroom, 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 vroom of the corduroy, and the only reason that my pants didn't explode into flame because of the friction was because they were soaking up all of my body sweat. And we stop at a red light, and Jen stops, and she looks at me, and she goes, are you okay? And I'm an idiot, so my response is, fine. She realizes I'm not going to say I need to stop, so she points to this house, this big Victorian house. We're in University City at this point, and there's an open house. And she says, why don't we go in, and we'll pretend we're going to buy it, and then you can get a glass of water. So we go in, and this chirpy, friendly little realtor lady in like a canary yellow blazer comes up, and I don't even talk to her. I just kind of leadenly like shove past her, and I just stomp into the kitchen, and I see the sink, and I just at the sink. It's got one of those like spray hoses, and I just grab the spray hose, and I just onto my face, and I go, oh, wet. And I hear Jen in the background like, so how many bathrooms? And I hear this, and I look, and it's this yuppie couple, and they're looking at me stricken. Because I'm this melting lobster man, and I'm still spraying my head, and I turn and look at them, and I want to say something witty and clever, but I can only manage, it's hot out there. So, long story short, we get to Jen's house, and I plop on the bed, and she looks at me, and she says, I think this is so sweet. I said, and she said, you did all that just to be with me. And I thought, you idiot. I just didn't want to die in the street. I wanted to die in a bed like a human and not like a dog. So she looks at me and she says, you know, you look really hot. I ought to get some ice cubes. And she stops at the door and she turns around and she looks at me and she says, I just have to ask you one question. Why didn't you wear shorts?